Thank you for giving me the floor. Ambassador Gaffi, let me start by thanking Ireland, yourself and your team for your steadfast leadership of this process, for your persistence and hard work, for your consultative, transparent way of working, and for having created the space for us to collaboratively get to where we are today. We may all have agreed on the overarching objective, to strengthen the implementation of IHL and protect civilians from grave humanitarian harm. Yet the road has been long and at times challenging. We come from different backgrounds and contexts and have needed to build common understandings. We have had some differences on substance too and have needed to build consensus. Your inclusive, consultative approach and extensive outreach has given us the vehicle we needed to move forward. The final draft we have before us is a very good compromise that should enable us to conclude the process. It is a strong affirmation of the causal relation between the use of explosive weapons in populated areas and the ensuing humanitarian harm. It is a strong affirmation of the grave and broad scope of harm that is caused. It reflects a clear commitment to review and improve the way we conduct our military operations, to make significant efforts to strengthen the protection of civilians from the harm that IWIPA causes. It affirms the need to work consistently and collaboratively to this end. OP3.3 commits us to a high standard. We appreciate the added emphasis on the protection of children and the provision of risk education in this final draft. All in all, it is a strong, ambitious text that will have an impact when we start working on its implementation. Our priority for follow-up will be on finding and implementing practical measures aimed at strengthening the protection of civilians in conflict. Norway also looks forward to close cooperation with civil society in the follow-up of the declaration and will ensure that the engagement between states and civil society remains high. History has made a compelling case for a declaration on IWIPA. The present compels us to move now. The horrors that we daily witness from Russia's brutal warfare in Ukraine is an unacceptable case in point. It is time that we get to work, and frankly, we have no time to lose. Ambassador Gaffi, it gives me great pleasure to confirm that Norway is ready to endorse the declaration as it currently reads. Thank you.